You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Was Fable with Money, and we've got Fable in the studio. Kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora.
How you going?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. It is nice and early. Thanks for coming in so early on what is about to be a nice long weekend as well. So cheers for that.
No worries.
We're chatting to you because you've got a new single out this morning, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Relieved that it's finally out.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of time sometimes to... from the when you finish it to actually get it out, mm-hmm. but it's good to have it out for everyone to listen to. So yeah,
it's a nice thing once you've kind of been, you know, working hard on something and then you just get to release it and just hear people tell you nice stuff about it.
Hopefully.
No, I'm sure they will. Money is a track that's been a long time in the BFM top 10 and in the playlists, and we've been enjoying a lot up here at the station alongside pretty much the rest of your EP, A Place cool. Called Home.
Cool.
And people will have caught you at the Fancy New Band showcase earlier on in the year.
Yeah,
it's been a bit of a weird year for music all round, but how have you found it?
It's been really good for me. Like I feel like it's sort of all meshed into one thing. Like I can't, some of the songs that I released at the start of the year feel like I've released them like ages ago. Or something like but I got like heaps of support from everyone for my first EP, and then just wanted to keep building on that and like the messaging through that as well. So
yeah, totally. It's a really cool thing. I mean, the title kind of gives you a bit of an idea of what it's about. A Place Called Home. You sort of like write a lot about the people around you and your like family and your community, and also your sort of experiences of growing up as well. And you had an awesome chat with Jess Fu for the Long Player about that, and I found it such an interesting thing to listen to about breaking down, you know, what goes into making a song like that. And we were talking about this off air. Do you think about that stuff, or does it come out subconsciously? Do you know what you're going to write a track about, or does it just kind of come out onto the paper?
It's a bit of both, I guess, but sometimes it'll be like, I think when I was talking to Jess, sometimes I'll have like a real good week, and then you can tell like through like the songs that we make on the weekend, or sometimes we have like not so good week, and then, you know, like it's like, I think it's like a combination of both, of like trying to think of some messages that you want to get across, and also just going with your gut, and and then drawing meaning after the fact sometimes. I think it's a good thing too.
Yeah, totally. You kind of just got to follow your gut, exactly. Let your subconscious tell you what's going on sometimes. But family is a big part of your music. Why do you think that is?
I think for like Māori and Pacifica families, like real important aspect of our culture. It's like a part of our whole like whare tapawha, like the whole well-being, like health aspect of Māori and Pacifica, or Māori whānau is like a component of it. It's not just like mixed in under something. Yeah. It's like there's four components, you know, like your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, and then whānau is like another.
Yeah.
So real important. And I think family is like something in all cultures, you know, that is important to all cultures. Like, even though we have all these big differences, family's like the one thing that everyone can resonate with.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And I was always kind of like, I'm struck by that, by in the record, is that you kind of sing with a lot of love for the people around you, even some of those kind of complicated relationships as well. There's always a lot of love there. And this new track is no different, and it's kind of about recognizing that. What is this new song that will never change about?
It's pretty much like building on that family aspect of the messaging that I like to get across, and pretty much just like giving back, or showing appreciation for the people that have fanned my flames and like supported me, and like not just my music but just like as a person. And like a lot of the words, like a lot of the lyrics throughout the song are sort of like things that like my family, it's more like I'm stealing or quoting my family, that like my nan or like my dad, who quotes that dad tell me and stuff like that, like and like I sampled my dad like in the actual song. Like he's got like, he sent me a message, and yeah, I just sampled him.
That's pretty cool.
So he's like super stoked.
That's the ultimate shout out, is actually making it into the track.
Yeah. So shout out my dad.
How about kind of like musical family? Who do you look to and work with when you're making tracks?
So Silas Future is a big part of my music. He's helped me find my sound and just like been a big support of my music since I met him, sort of thing. And he's an amazing musician as well, and producer, and a producer called 24/7. He's like another one of the most underrated like producers in New Zealand. Like some of the music that he's the one who got me into making music when we were like 13, 14, like making songs on like SingStar mics and
nice,
you know, like with pillows and stuff like that. So he's the one who like has been with me ever since I started my musical journey, I guess, and one of the best producers out of Aotearoa. So
we do have a pretty awesome scene here. I think we're kind of spoiled, and we're certainly spoiled at the moment, being able to actually have gigs and go out and like support each other's music. And it feels a bit like a fever dream or something when we're all like, oh yeah, 2,000 people in this massive Spark Arena 3 nights a week to see Benny sold out performances, and the rest of the world's just not able to do that right now. Yeah. We're in a different kind of space. What are you hoping for from this kind of crazy year that is 2020? What are you kind of hoping for your own music and for your friends around you?
That's a good question. I think like what I'm hoping for would be one of the things would be like I hopefully the communities get around local music, because I think that's like we always look outside for a lot of our, you know, like oh, we can't have big artists from here, like we're too small. But like get Benny and like all these other, like Josh 685 and all these other artists cracking it from like the, you know, down the road from you.
Sort
of like I think like once we like, I think this would be a cool way to try shift our focus to like the local scene and all these other like amazing local artists coming up. So that would be something I'd hope for, but
I completely agree. I think that's, you know, if we get a silver lining, a good thing come out of the situation, it's that people who've maybe never looked to those spaces before look and then go, oh hang on, I've been really missing out here. This is awesome. What is on the horizon for you? Are you going to be playing any gigs soon? What's your summer looking like?
So I just finished supporting for the Church and AP show, which was like my first big show, which was
must have been pretty
nervous. Yeah, it was at Hollywood Avondale, and it was like my first big show I've performed at, so I was like freaking out. So, but that was cool. Hopefully get maybe one more record before the end of the year.
Sweet.
And then a few things planned in January, Feb. Fingers crossed, like shows and stuff. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to all of that and stoked that we've got a new single to listen to this morning. Fable, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Have a fantastic long weekend and we'll see you soon.
Cool.
This is Brand New, That Will Never Change. You're on BFM.
So proud of you, the good son. So proud of you, never switched up. Say it loud and clear for the whole coast, so the whole town can hear.
Yeah, you know I'm on the move. Yeah, you know I'm not the gay. I got angels watching over me. They telling me I'm great. Yeah, you know I've been that dude since 1998. Had my cake and needed two. No more Kylie.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.